This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Mother Nature is fooling with us and giving us a taste of spring in the winter. I'm not the only one getting fooled. You know, a walk outside around our 1991 Marvelette is supplied with a soundtrack of several species of birds singing and calling their tiny little hearts out. Some from the ground, some in shrub branches, some atop trees. Hey, look at me, I'm sitting on top of the world. It's contagious. Sunny, warm days, I mean, it feels like spring, it feels like spring. I'm going to sing, too. I want to sing. Oh, yeah. Goodness, last week I was wearing flannel-lined trousers and three or four layers on the top half of me, and now I'm walking around in a T-shirt and jeans singing at our home near the banks of the Ojolote. But at 4,800 feet in the grassland, it may feel like spring, but it don't look like spring. No. Anyway. It does seem a little early for spring, and the very fickle Ms. Nature may change her mind, and maybe I'll be chopping wood and firing up the wood stove and piling on the clothing again. We'll see. And until then, you know, I will enjoy this spring visitation, the stark brown spring in the grassland. In the late afternoon, the dogs, Tutu and Farley, and I do chores, water and feed the poultry. We're down to one horse. That's not good. Horses are social. So either get another horse or a goat. Ms. Mosquiti and I are thinking and talking. So the chores, though, they start at the barn door where the feed is kept. And one recent afternoon, at that door, a sort of large gray, white, black bird came diving in at high speed and it hit the barn floor. Then it got up and fluttered around and flew back out the door and perched close by. Then it took off again at high, flapping speed, a shrike after a Kenyan towhee. He missed the first dive. You know, he missed it the first time at the barn door where the towhees watched me. But now that rascal, that homicidal songbird, is not to be deterred and was in pursuit of that fleeing Kenyan towhee. Choo-choo and Farley and I were stunned, but I muttered, good luck, Towhee, and we started chores. Loggerhead shrikes are common. They're common all around you and me, but aren't they a very cool bird? Loggerhead refers to its big head. I don't think it's so big, but, you know, loggerhead means it's got a head as big as an old log. Shrike, maybe from an Anglo-Saxon word, shriek. For its call. They're Anglo-Saxon, you say. Well, there are about 30 species of shrikes found around the northern hemisphere of this planet. Two species here in America. The loggerhead shrike, Lanius ludovicianus, is found around you and me and beyond. Lanius from Latin for butcher. And Ludovicianus of Louisiana. Carl Linnaeus named it back in the mid-1700s, so Louisiana was no doubt, it wasn't a state, but maybe a territory. Anyway, butcher because shrikes like to prey on insects, small vertebrates, did I mention other birds, and sometimes not so small other critters, and seizing the prey, they jam it onto a thorn or even a barbed wire fence. And, you know, they don't have talons, so a thorn holds this poor critter, and the shrikes with their strong tearing-type bills rip it apart right there. Sometimes, though, you know, the shrike doesn't always come back, and you find grasshoppers, small lizards, and the like stuck on a spine or a barb. Dude! You know, they're gray-bodied, okay? Black wings, and they got a cool black mask like the Lone Ranger. And in flight, they remind you of a mockingbird because of the white wing markings. And they may shriek for a call, but sometimes, perched on a wire or a branch, they sing, and I can hear that song. It's so cool. It's repetitive. I read one book called it a medley. A medley of my shrike hits. I'm going to stick you on a spine. Let's listen to Towhees Look Like Lunch to Me or Butcher Birds Don't Get No Respect. Anyway, now you know. And we have this wonderful, predaceous songbird living around us. We are so, so lucky. The desert is beautiful, my friend, so diverse and so beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.